All right, talking today with Emily Garrett from Kingfisher, a senior at Kingfisher High School. Emily, you are preparing to go to National FFA Convention up in Indianapolis here pretty soon, and you are going to be competing in the Prepared Public Speaking Contest. Tell us a little bit about your topic.
My topic is urban agriculture. That's kind of the umbrella considering all of the type of food that can be produced within urban areas. The main ways that farmers do produce food is using hydroponics and vertical farming, which is what I touch on during my speech. We've seen a large dramatic increase in the last 5 years of the amount of food that is produced in urban areas. So my speech talks about how we can not only improve technology on the urban agriculture side, but how we can take the artificial intelligence systems to the conventional side of production agriculture. I notify the positive and cons of this type of agriculture within my speech. The overall theme is fixer-upper and how we are fixing up abandoned buildings and practices to make them more efficient and prettier to the human eye.
So you talked about some of those pros and cons. What exactly are some of those?
One of the pros of urban agriculture is that when you are producing food using hydroponics or vertical farming indoors, you're looking at a less than 5% loss rate, which is really important because that makes not only your yield higher, but it also keeps your loss of money inputs at a lower rate. Also, when you're looking at cons, the startup cost of urban agriculture, if you're building a building from the ground up, can be about $1 million, so that can get incredibly pricey. So that's the biggest issue that we're seeing. However, with programs like the United States Department of Agriculture having grants available for urban producers, we are starting to combat that cost. So overall, there aren't as many issues that there were a few years ago. However, we still have a long ways to go in terms of lowering that initial cost down.
You talked about a little bit about the technology that's come about that's enabled us to be able to pursue urban agriculture more these days. That's really something that's been winding up in recent years, and there's a bright future ahead for urban agriculture and the technology used for that.
There definitely is a bright future ahead. When we were looking back 5 years ago to when I started researching the topic of urban agriculture, the large amounts of artificial intelligence, such as sensors that can monitor exactly how much water your plant is being used, that type of technology wasn't necessarily available to the everyday urban producer. However, as we have seen technology advance, it's becoming more available for people who are not necessarily scientists to be able to perfectly monitor the solution that has to be put on the hydroponic plants. And also, we are moving towards a farm that is completely robotic, and so that technology actually was released 2 weeks ago. So from the time that I started researching this speech, the advancements in technology have been incredible, and as I said, we still have much farther to go.
You know, food security, you know, globally is a big issue right now. Is this helping with that? Is that impacting it at all?
Most definitely. One of the biggest concerns with urban agriculture is to produce food more efficiently. It is estimated 1 in 6 Americans is food insecure, and a lot of these are happening in big cities where fresh produce isn't readily available. I had the opportunity to visit Upward Harvest in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and when I spoke to CEO and founder Travis Flatt, he said that his biggest concern was that he noticed a food desert within his own community where there was no fresh produce readily available. So urban agriculture is a way to reduce food miles to food footsteps. In a way to get food to people who may be food insecure because it's not available. So it's making produce readily available and producing it faster.
So in researching this topic, you went out and you met with people, you did interviews and everything, and actually got the opportunity to visit some of these venues.
Yes, I had the opportunity to visit Upward Harvest, which uses an aquaponics system. Aquaponics is a little bit different from hydroponics because it is the combination of aquaculture and hydroponics. It's a symbiotic relationship that relates between fish and plants to where the waste that the fish excrete actually are the nutrient solution that is used in hydroponics. Also, with hydroponics, you're looking at an incredibly sterile environment, but with aquaponics, you create this entire ecosystem in a sense to where you walk into a greenhouse and it's like entering another world. This was a great opportunity for me to get hands-on experience to better answer my questions, and it made me better equipped with why Travis exactly got started and how all of these input costs have affected him and how he is now taking his knowledge and encouraging other people to start their own urban production.
So we're just a few days away now from the actual competition. How have you prepared for this big occasion?
The biggest thing that I've done to prepare for this occasion is I started researching for my speech topic in May. I started writing speeches about urban agriculture when I was in the 8th grade, and so it's kind of, as this technology has grown, I've grown along with it, and so I've been around it for long enough to know the basics of how it works, but me and my ag teacher, Lori Burns, were able to start researching in the summer months and putting together a speech that we liked. We changed it about 4 different times. We decided we had the final version, and then we tweaked it to where it was completely different, but when September hit, I really started going into the ag room every day after school and working on just hammering the speech and making sure that my presentation was correct. And then we moved into questions, just making sure that I had statistics and personal interviews to back up so it made me credible in order to be able to present the judges with exactly what is happening in an efficient way that is also credible at the same time.
What first got you interested in this topic of urban agriculture?
The biggest way that I got invested into the topic of urban agriculture was my dad and grandpa both are big beef and cattle producers with my own hometown of Kingfisher. And that side of production agriculture was never necessarily my cup of tea. It was always something that, yes, I was interested in, and I definitely back conventional production 100%, but it was never something that I was completely, yes, that's something that I want to do. However, when Mrs. Burns approached me with the topic of urban agriculture, I really found a way to relate back to my dad and grandpa from a production standpoint, because now I could understand how urban agriculture is so beneficial and how it's not only helping us produce more food, but also the type of technology that we are producing in urban agriculture is being taken back to the conventional side. And in turn, we're creating special crops that can be drought resistant or pest resistant within these urban agriculture. So it's helping them produce more efficient yields with advanced technology. So it's really killing two birds with one stone.
Do you think the skills that you've developed throughout your high school career in FFA, the public speaking and the communication skills like that, is that going to help you on later in life?
Most definitely. Everything that I have learned within the FFA, I'm going to carry through throughout my entire life. When I started public speaking, I was definitely not at the level that I am today. I wasn't as professional as I am now. I was a little bit scared, but now public speaking isn't something that scares me. Also, I've learned how to work hard, which is incredibly important going into college, because I've already developed skills on how to go after something that I want, and I've created an incredible drive to work. So that's definitely going to carry with me not only through college, but also my adult life.
What are your plans after high school?
After high school, I planned on attending Oklahoma State University and majoring in agricultural communications. After I graduate, I hope to become a public relations specialist for some type of company. I'm not quite sure yet, but I definitely want to stay within the agriculture industry because I'm very comfortable here, and it's always something that I've been passionate about, to advocate for agriculture and ensure that farmers are getting the credit that they deserve.